the Eber, Mikolet, Krevi Shimon. It's possible to say that the Poro became pregnant from a Kolet. I'll leave with the Rabbi Shimon, that the Rabbi Shimon says the Kolet is possible. You can't eat it. That's called the Poro became pregnant from a Behemoth to Meya. Kolet Rashi says like this. Kolet means parasais of kalutais. Its hooves are covered up, straight. V'nerlet minator. Rabbi Shimon korele tame. Even though the parents were behemoths to Horus, but the kid was born without simonim tyra, like we know a simon tyra by behemoth parsusav a split. There's a split there in the parsusav. Let's say the kid came out and his parts of his hooves are not split. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds this kid is posse, not let eat him. It's treif, even though he came out from a behemoth Torahs. So such a case, really, the kid is like the behemoth Torah, really. The parents are Torahim. Just since it doesn't have simon, Reb Shimon knows he can't eat it. So such a behemoth Tameya, if a Poro lives with that one, the Poro could become pregnant. If a Poro lives with a real sus, could be she can't become pregnant. But if a Poro lives with this type, another type of a shore, just the shore was born without its hooves, without its simonim, that's called treif. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's called a behemoth Tameya. Such a Poro could become pregnant. The Rashi says, the Tanya of Bechorus, Rabbi Shimon Aimel, Gomal, Gomal, Shnei Pomim, it says the Torah two times, Gomal. Echad gomel amelu min agamla, what to say if a camel is born from a camel, it's possible. The echad gomel amelu min apora, that if a camel is born from a pora, the afilu abrasa min ator, even though mishor, even though the mother parents was a pora and a shor, still kosler em shimon, shimon still holds that the kid comes out with simonim tameya, the kid is a tomei. O polygla rabbi shua, shimon argues and says, echad abrasa min ator, mitor mishor, shenakolit. O matira besimonech, he says good with one simon. So kids are here, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could have a case that the behema is called the behema Tameya, but still a Parah could become pregnant from this one. Because really it's not two different meaning. Really the parents here were behemoths. So therefore really it's called the behema also. Therefore a Parah could become pregnant from this one. Boy Rav, Rav asks a question like this. Hareya lai oila. Somebody says I have a chiva upon myself to bring a carbon oila. V'if for a shor, and he set aside a shor for it. Ho boy achar v'gonav. And as now a ganav came and stole that shore, mipota ganav nafshei pekeves merabonin. Could the ganav pay back now a keves? According to Rabbonin, so Rashi says mipota ganav nafshei gabi bailim pekeves. The yomalei oila komechayeves. The ganav has a right to say to the bailim, listen, you have to bring a korban oila, and I'll pay you back a korban oila. The oila mashlim lecha, and you didn't lose anything. Because your yaitzah with the kevis. Here the case is the ganif again stole the shore. Now the Bailam said I have a carbon oil to bring. So if the Bailam would have still had the shore, the Bailam would have made the shore for the carbon oil. Now the ganif stole the shore before the Bailam made it into a carbon oil. But the ganav wants to return now a kefes, a lamb, a smaller animal. So the chur, it's not worth the same thing as a shor is. For the ganav to say to the bailam, you have no loss. Because if you would have had this shor, you would have made it for korban oila. Now I'll make this for korban oila for you. So what are you losing out? You're not losing anything. So that's the question, could the ganav say this or not? Now, l'rabbonin v'yer l'soif. And boy, let's say for Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, what would be if the ganav wants to return oilas oif according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah? The Tznan we learn like this: Harei alai oila. If somebody says I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila, I want to bring a korban oila. The locher is yovi kevis. He has to bring a kevis, a behema. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah writing the yovi torah ben yoina. No, he even has a right to bring birds. They can bring birds for the korban oila. So my, what's the lock over here? That the Reuven first said, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila. And he had a shor, and the ganav stole it. So Shalulis, can the ganav now return a knife, a bird instead? And say, listen, this bird will be a korban oila for you. Me, Yarmiridu, we say, shame oila kibul alayu. That the ganav, the first person was mechayiv himself to bring a korban oila. And therefore, the ganav now was returning to him a korban oila. So maybe it's called a good hashava.
Or Dilma, maybe no. Or Dilma, Motsi Yomalei. The Bailam, the original Bailam, has a right to say, no, mitzvah min amuvcha bina lemevad. I want to do a very good mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah to bring a korban eilah, a big korban eilah. I want to bring a behemoth, a shor. I don't want this kefis that you're bringing, or the eifis that you're bringing. That's the shiloh. Can the ganav return it or not? So the says, Bosa the boy, after he asked the question, Horda poshit. Then he himself came and answered. It says, Gonav, Potter Atzma the Kevis. Lerabonin, yes. A ganav has a right to return to the Yona just a small kevis, a small land, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that all the Eulah's life is no good. And Bo'ilah's life, the Rablaz of Azariah, Vashenkin, according to Rablaz of Azariah, when somebody says, Harei Eli Eulah, you have a right just to bring a bird. Here also, the ganav has a right just to return to you a knife and say, this is for the Korban Eulah. Because the ganav has a right to say, I wasn't mastered you anything. Because the Maisa, now you have your Korban. The only thing that's losing out is just the only thing that's losing out, Rashi, is only Hegdish is losing out. So, Hegdish is not called the Gun, Rabbeis Ish. Ravacha Breit Raviki Master Lod Hegdish. He learned clearly like this. That Omar Rava says, if somebody says, Horei Eli Oila, I have a chiv upon myself to bring a Korban Oila. And now the Hif for sure, and the Bailim, he was not for sure, none of them before, he in case of Hif for sure, and the Bailim right away set aside the shore for the Korban Oila. So the kitzen now, he has his Korban Oila here. Ovoach of a gunvoy, a ganav comes and steals it now, and vice versa, according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds, Dover, a girl, the moment is Kamama Dami, so it's called the Bailim still has Nachrayas here. So therefore, you're stealing from this person, the gunvoy, and the ganav steals it. Poteratzmoy the kevas the rabbonin. The ganav has a right to return a kevas according to rabbonin shita. Uvoilasoy the rabblaz of Azariah. He has a right to return a knife according to rabblaz of Azariah. The ganav has a right to say, listen, from you I didn't steal, I only stole the korban eilah. So as long as I return to you a korban eilah, that's enough. The only one that's losing out is Hegdish. Hegdish is not called the good of the basis, Rashi says. So therefore, for the owner, you have a right to return either the kevas or else the oif. And Anachnami, the Bible can't tie into this svara, I would have wanted to have a carbon mula. Because that's not part of the hefsid. The hefsid is you have a carbon, he took the carbon away from you, and the mice now is bringing back a carbon. So therefore that's enough that he's Mekayim is mitzvah sashava. Alright, turn over. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Mochroi chutz meyechad mimeya. A ganef, he stole the shor, and now he's selling it, but he doesn't sell the whole shor. He sells it, but he leaves over 1/100th of it. Chutz meyechad mimeya, shevoi. Oishoi so loy boy shutfis. He sells it to somebody else, but he's still a partner. Like he only sold half of it. Half of it he still owns. Or else, hashoichet v'nis nabla biyodoi. The ganef now made a shchita, and when it came in the veil of the yod, he didn't make a good shchita. Or else, hanoicher, Rashi says, kuri, just rip it open. You just rip open the animal, you don't really make a shchita. For yamakir, Rashi says, oike simonim, you pull out the simonim, the windpipe, you don't make a shchita. Is, in these cases, mishalem tashlume kefel, but v'eina, mishalem tashlume bovech hamisha. You put it from dalvei, and this goes even according to Rabbanan Shita. Because the Olam Shchita, Klal, these things are not called a Shchita. The Rabbanan only say, if you take the knife and make a Shchita on a Trefa, still the mice, you made a Shchita. Here, in these cases here, you didn't make a Shchita at all. Hashrecha v'nis nabla v'yod, it means you didn't make a mice a Shchita. Or else you ripped it open, or you cut out the simonim, that's not called a Shchita, therefore you part it from the Alvehe. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean to say the ganav sold it? And he sold it but leaving over 1/100th of it. And therefore he's parted from the alvehe. Mashma is not called a mechira. A mechira means the ganav has to sell the whole shor, the whole seh. But if you leave over something for yourself, that's not called a good mechira. So what does this mean? My chutz miyechad mimeya shaboy. Omar Rav, so Rav says it means chutz midover hanitter imay b'shita. He left over something, some part of the animal that's supposed to be mutter with it b'shchita. So Rashi says, "Klima hanitarimai kagayim b'saroi." He left over some meat. Like, I'm selling you all the meat. Just one part of the meat is still for myself. So Rashi says, "Avashiyures oira." But let's say he leaves over just the skin, or else the kaneh, the horns, or else the gizosa, the hair. Like, have a shear. Maybe that's not called a shear. That will be called the good mechira. The kids, he has to leave over a part of the meat, something that's huta because of the shrita. That's what he left over. That's what Rav says. For Levi, Yom Levi says no. It could even be chutz migizaseho. Even if you sell the whole shor, you only leave over the hair, just the wool for yourself. That's also a ptur in daldei. The chayin tani b'mastisa. Thing was in the price also chutz migizaseho. If you sell the se, you only leave over for yourself the gizaseho, the sharing off. That's also ptur. It's not called a good mechira. Nice, I have a kasha on you. It says mochra chutz miyodon. If Yiganef sells the shor that he sold, he sells those fingers excluding one hand, or else chutz miragle excluding one foot, chutz mikarneo leaving over one horn, chutz migizosel leaving over some of the sharing, is dein v'shal d'shul yabon v'chamisha. So it's a clear raya to Levi, a kasha and Rav. You see, the shear does not only have to be the meat. It could even be from the or from the gizos. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says no. Dover hamake v'shchito eino mishan tashlum yabal v'chamisha. Something that if you leave it over, the shchit is no good, then taki you put with al v'hei. But v'sheino make v'shchito, anything that you leave it over, it's not make v'shchito, then mishan tashlum yabal v'chamisha. Still you would have to pay tal v'hei. Rashi learns Hamaka v'shchita means Dover shenitl emenu nasis by nevela mechayim to goin veshet oy kono oy hayerach. Means if you leave over a vital part of the body, that if you take off that part of the body, the animal will be in a vela treifa. So then taka yipata from dal v'hei. But as long as it's not a vital part of the body, that even though the body would be missing it, Rashi al v'yodav ragleho menachuv lamatev, just the bottom part of the leg that doesn't make a treifus, then it's still called a good mechira. That's Rebbe Shita. So Rebbe knows even a bigger chiddush than Rav. That not only chutz midover anitur ima b'shchiton, but has to only be a shear, something that the animal can't live, or will be a trefa without it. That's called the shear, that's not called the good mechira. As long as you sold all the part of the animal, that the animal can have a kosher shchita, that's called the good mechira. Even though you left over some meat for yourself. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Raimer, chutz mikarneo, ain't the mashanta shun above the chamisha. No, if you say you leave over the horns, you're potter from the alvehei. But chutz migizoseh, if you say you leave over the shearing off the wool, mashanta shun above the chamisha. For that you have to. In other words, the care of the horns is called a part of the body. That's more part of the seh. Mashenke and the giza is the hair, that's not called so much part of the body. Therefore, if you just leave over the giza seh, it's still called the good mechira. The Gemara says like this: Bish Leiva Levi. It's very good according to Levi that says even leaving over the Karen or the Gizois Katanakama. He goes to like the Tanakama. Any type of a leaving over, it's not called a complete sale. Therefore, you're potter from Dalvehei. Ella LeRav. But according to Rav, it says what you have to leave over. You can't leave over any meat. Command. Who does Rav go like? Doesn't like anybody. Because either we said you have to only leave over from the meat a part that's makiv in the shechita, or else other things, but just any part of the meat that nobody says. So the Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Rav Diyom Lekiyai Tana. Rav found another Tana. The Tana went like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Raimer, Moch rechutz mi yodah v'chutz mi raglo, ein ha-mashal tashon bav v'chamisha. Chutz mi karneh, chutz mi gizaseh, mashal tashon mishalim, tashon bav v'chamisha. So you see this like, really like Rav. You leave over part of the meat, then taki apotah from dal v'hei. But if you leave over the keren, or the gizaseh, for that you still chai even dal v'hei. Alright, we'll stop here. My plea. Good. No, no good. You're holding off ayin chesima base. Again, the shaila was that the Mishnah said again that mochru chus miyechad mimeya. If the ganef that stole the shore, he made a geneva, and then he makes a mechira, so if he doesn't sell the whole thing but leaves over something, that's not called a good mechira.
If it leaves over echad mimeya, it's no good. And the Gemara we had a big machlokes is exactly what is called echad mimeya. So Gemara said again, my chutz miechad mimeya shaboy. Omar Rav, Rav learned the men's chutz midover and nitri mabishchita. You can't leave over something that has a heter achila. Any part of the meat of the animal, if you don't sell it, no matter how small it is, then you're not chayyeh for the mechira. That's Rav. For Levi Yoma chutz migizaseh, a bigger chiddush. Even if you leave over just the wool or the hair that grows, also it's not called a good mechira. For Chayin Tanya Masid learned the price also like this. Chutz migizaseh also yepota. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi. Now, mates, we have a kash. It says, Mocher chutz mi yodo, chutz mi ragleho, chutz mi kaneo, chutz mi gizoseo, enim shalom shalom yabon lechamisha. It says clearly, even chutz mi gizoseo, also yapota. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, Dovra al makke v'shchita, a part of the animal that's missing, it'll be like a trefa. You can't make a shchita on it, then enim shalom tashalom yabon lechamisha. That's not called a good mechir if you left over something like this. But a part of the body, she'enu makke v'shchita, doesn't make a difference. The bottom part of the leg, even if you cut it off, it doesn't make a difference. Then Mishal Dashim above the Chamisha. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shimon Elazar Goymer, Chutz Mikaneho, and Mishal Dashim above the Chamisha. If you leave over even the horns, also your potter from paying down there, it's not called a good Mechira. But Chutz Mikizaseh, if you only leave over the hair or the wool, then Mishal Dashim above the Chamisha. That's what Rebbe Shimon makes the difference between the Karen, the horn, and the hair. Now, Vishleim and Levi, it's good according to Levi, it says what? Levi says, Chutz Migizaseh, also Yepoto, Sateika Tanakam, he goes like Tanakam with his Braisa. And the Tanakam says, even if you leave over just the Gizaseh, also Yepoto is not called a good Mechira. Elul Rav Kaman, who does Rav go like that? Rav only says any part of the meat, but not the Keren and not the Gizaseh. Who does Rav go like? Nobody says like that here. So Gemara says, I'm going to tell you Rav Yom Kiyai Tana. Rav goes like this Tana, the Tani we learned. If Shimon Allah Zawai now. If you sell any part of the meat, if you sell, you leave over, it's not called a good mechira. But if you say only chutz mi karneho, you're only selling it, but you're only leaving over the horns for yourself, or else chutz mi gizaseh, you're leaving over the giza, the hair for yourself, then mesham tashem abav chamisha, then you do have to pay him abav chamisha. So that goes according to Rav. So the Tana even like Rav also. Now the question is, there's so many different shittas here, but my kamiflugi, what is the machlekes over here? Exactly what type of a mechira does the ganef have to make to be chai for dal v'hei? So must look like this. Tanakam masava v'tovchoi, it says v'tovchoi yamochroi. So v'darshin kulai v'inan. That just like when you shecht the animal, it has to be a complete shchita, a good shchita. You have to shecht the whole thing that you need to shecht. And if so, umochroi, kulai v'inan, the same thing. When you go to sell it, you have to sell the whole thing. And if you don't sell any part of it, even the keren, even the gizaseh, that's not called a good mechira. Now, for Rabbi Sav, Rabbi says no. The tovchoi, when the potter says the tovchoi is shchita, you know what it means by shchita? Midi dehevi betzvicha, something that's necessary for the shchita. Lafuke immediately hevi betzvicha. Lafuke is something that does not need the shchita for it. That's what Rabbi said before. Hadavra ma'akev v'shchita, because that's the svar of the tovchoi. But tzvicha means you need the animal can't be a trefa. It has to be a shalom in order to make a tzvicha. So the same thing, the mechir also has to be, you sold every part of it that would have been possible still to make a shchita on it. Even though you left over part of the animal that's not necessary for the shchita, that still would be called a good mechir. For Rav Shimon ben Elazar Sava, Asvara, that karno deloyle mizga kaimo, the horns of the animal that's not aimed to cut off, you don't usually cut them off when the animal's alive, is heavy shear. Therefore, if you sell the whole animal, just to leave over the keren, the horns for yourself, that's not called a good mechira. But therefore, you don't have to pay dal v'hei. But gizay seho, cutting off the hair, leaving over the hair for yourself, the wool, to le megas kaimo, it's aimed to be cut off. People cut off the wool. It's only heavy shear. That's not called a shear. Therefore, you're still chayav dal v'hei. Umesham tashim above chamisha. Now, the idach tana the very Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What's the pshat the other tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? That sover he yells like this: Yoda v'raglov the tzricha tficha heavy shear. Fulay umesham tashim above chamisha. Some part of the animal that necessary for the shchita is matarit. For that's all part of the mechir. You have to sell it. But karnel the gizaseh. The horns, or the wool, The loy tzvicha, tzvicha doesn't need a tzvicha, doesn't need a shechiter on it. They have a shear, that's not called a shear. If you leave it over, that's nothing. Therefore, yes, even though you leave over the giza or the karneho, still it's called a good mechira. Now the Gemara Stam says, the stira in Reb Shimon. Kasha, the Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It's a stira exactly. What does he say? Is that called a shear? Or it's not called a shear? It's a stira. So Gemara says, true, I'll tell you, Shrei Tanoi, we are leaving the Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And Echnami, there are two different Tanoim, how they learned up shat in Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Exactly what is considered a shear that makes it the mechira is not called a good mechira. Because before we had the Reb Shimon Loza says, Chutz mi kaner ein mishal shimon ben chamisha. But chutz mi gizoseh mishalin. That was the first Reb Shimon Loza. And then he says, no, and then he says, no, only if you leave over the meat. But mashmi, even leaving over the keren, also you'll be chayav dal zvehei. That the answer is, that it's an achlekes tanoim exactly what did Reb Shimon Loza say. Yeah, turn around, but learn like this. Ha goinev is somebody, the ganef, you stole the shor. Ha kitois, you stole one that was kitois means it was missing a leg. Or else v'yas hachigeris, a lame one. Or else v'yas hasuma, you stole the blind one. V'chein ha goinev v'heima ha-shutfim. Or else you stole an animal that belonged to shutfim. You stole the behema that belongs to Shutfim. It's chayiv. Now lamaisi, you sell it. So lamaisi is still chayiv dalvei. Because even though you're not making a mechira on the whole animal, because the animal is missing a leg, but that's what you stole. If you stole, you made a gneiva on an animal that's missing a leg, or an animal that's blind, so lamaisi, you're selling whatever you made a gneiva on, for that you chayiv dalvei. What about with Shutfim, Shegonvu, Teturim? Let's say two people stole the shore together, Shutfim, partners that steal together, and then they go and sell it, so Maisa their potter. For the more about Tani, we learn now like that, but Tani, we learn Shutfim Shagonvu, and Shutfim, partners that stole together, Chayovim, if they sell it to somebody else, the Chayim Dalvehei. So Rav Nachman Lakasha, Kan be Shutif Shagonov Mechaveroi. One was talking about that the Shutif, one partner stole from his friend, from the other partner. Kan be Shutif Shagonov Meyalmo. So Rashi learns, Shutif Shagonov Mechaveroi, if one partner stole from the other partner, Potter Miyaboga Chamisha. Hafilu Mechelech Haveroi, the lack of a Tokva Kula Biyitha. Because the Maestro, when you stole it, and now you make a Shrita, it's not called you made a complete Shrita Biyitha. Because half of it you own. Like your partner's with it. So you stole now this shore from your partner. So what you stole is only a Chatzi shore really. Because half of it belongs to you. So when you go make a tzvich, it's not called a v'tofa, kula v'yisa, therefore you're potter from the alvehei. But in case you stole this, a shutter stole, a shor belongs to potters for somebody else, so it's called a complete geneva, and then when you make a tzvich on mechira, it's called a complete mechira, then you chayiv the alvehei. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav Yisakashis Rav Nachman, says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shutif Shagonav Mechaveroi. If one partner steals from the other partner, or else for Shutfim Shagonvu, two Shutfim steal, Ye Chayovim, maybe then they sell to the Shech to the Chayav Dal Vehei. Tamalem, the Pesach says, V'tov Choy Kula Vina Vileka. The only Chayav, if the Ganav makes the whole Tficha B'Yisa, it means you don't own any part of the shore. For here, if you're a part owner, if you're a partner here, so the part that you own is not called the V'tov Choy B'Yisa, therefore you're part of the Dal Vehei Vileka. Here, smash me even Shutfim Shagonvu is also potter. El Omer of Nachman says like this: I'll tell you like Kasha. Can the Shutif Shetofach Ladat Chaveroi? Can the Shutif Shetofach Shodat Chaveroi? True, two Shutfim stole together, so they're both like the Ganef now. Then one of them makes the Tficha, one of them makes the Shchita. If he shechs Bidat Chaveroi, they make up between both of them. We want to make the Shchita now, and he's doing it for both of them. So then Taka the Chayav Dal Vehei. But one Shutif makes the Shechita by himself without asking the other one, then he's potter from Dal Vehei. Rashi says, Shutif Shetobach Adat Chaveroi, Mishalmim Ben Shneim, Dike V'tokla Kula V'chiyubai, Tatavei Achayev Al-Chelkoi, V'chaveiro Nami Yosef Shliach, and V'Rabin and Liel, the Yeshlich Advar Aveiro. Over here by Dal Vehei, there's a parsha of Yeshlich Advar Aveiro. We learned from Takas before we had. Takas remembers the Shliach. So therefore, when one Shutif appoints there's two Shutfim stole there. And if one appoints the other one to make the Tzvicha, that's called the Tzvicha Kula B'Yisa, that's the Chayav Dal Vehei. But Shuta Shetova, Rashi says, Shalom Ladas Chaveroi, Pota, the Lekka of the Tokla Kula the Chiyuvoi, the Vahu Palga the Chaveroi, Lenasa Shliach, the Evelike Tafeach, O Moicher Acher Haganif, the Potter. It's like the other Shuta stole half of it. So now you're making a Tzvicha on somebody else's Geneva. It's like one person made the Geneva, and another person comes and makes the Tzvicha that is Potter and Dal Vahei. Therefore, here also, if you're not a shliach for the other one, so therefore it's only called you made a half of a tzvicha, and therefore you're potter on dalav v'hei. Voyer Rabbi Yemi asks a question like this: Mochra chutz mishloishim yoyim. You're a ganef, the person sold this, made a graver on the shore, and now he sells it, but chutz mishloishim yoyim. I'm selling it to you, but except for 30 days, I still have a right to use it. Is that called a good mechir or not? There's another 30 days, I want to do the melacha with it yet. Or else, chutz memlachto, I'll sell it to you, but you show only if you want to shecht it. But for the work, hold them when it's alive, I have the right to use it. Or else, chutz meyubra, let's say it gives birth, the kids still belong to me. Ma, what's the locha? Is that called a good mechir or not? So Ali, but the man, diyama, ubi, yarachima, if you learn that the kid inside the stomach is called part of the mother, is still a tiburlach, I have no question then. So a shayibo, then you're left over, you didn't make a good mechira. You sold this shah to some, this parah to somebody else, but on the condition of Manasseh, when it comes pregnant, the Uber belongs to you. So if your Uber is called part of the Parah, so it's like you left over part of the Parah. So that's not called the good Mechira. So therefore you'd be potter from Dal Zahay. Kiti Burlok, when do I have my question? Ali b'deman diyam d'yubalav yerechimai. If you learn Uber is not called the yerechimai, then my, what's the halacha? We say, Kivun de mechubavo, since the mice of the Uber is attached to the mother, have a shear, it's called you left over something in the parah. Or Dilmano, Kivun de lemifresh minokoi, it's aimed now the kid to come out and to be separate from the mother. But have a shear, it's not called you left over part of the mother. You made a geneva on the parah, and you sold the whole parah. You just left over the Uber for yourself, maybe you still would be chai for dalvehe. That's a shayla. And he could the army son say no. Kivon the lav yerechim ahuli have a shear. That's chita. If you owe the Uber is not called part of the mother, it's not called a shear. You sold the whole mother. Oy dilma no. Kivon the tzorok lishteruye v'hadov shchita. Since the mice, if you make a shchita on the mother, anything that's inside the stomach becomes muta b'chider also. His command is shayin the gufadami. Kafar the Uber, the kid is called like part of the mother. And if you only sold the mother, not the kid, it's called a shear. So teiku. This gemara blazva teiku. We're not sure if yichayiv dal v'hei or not. Bori Rapar, probably has a question like this. Gonva, a ganef made a ganef, he stole the shore. Kota, now he chopped off the leg. He himself pulled off the leg. Umachra, now he sold the rest of the shore. Ma, what's the locha? Mi yamun do we say, my the ganef olay zoven. What he stole, he did not make a mechir on. So maybe he's potter from the alvehei. Oy dilma ma de zoven hola shayer. Whatever he sold though, he sold the whole thing. He didn't leave over anything for himself. He sold everything that's here. Teiko, that's a good shayla. Is he chayiv daltvei in such a case or not? Tana Rabbanu, we have a price like this. Gonav v'nosan liyachar. You made a geneva, and then you gave it to somebody else. You didn't sell it to him. You gave it to somebody else. V'tofach. And the other person made the tzvicha. Or else, gonav v'nosan liyachar. You made a geneva, you gave it over to somebody else. Umochar. The second person sold it.